Hello everyone, welcome back to an episode of Magical Crystal Ball. I hope all of you are doing well, yeah? And wishing all the ladies out there in advance a very happy Women's Day. More power to you, girl, and be strong and keep spreading smiles, yes? Okay, so we go into today's episode. I have the magical ball in front of me, and here I go. So today's topic is friendship. Okay, so I believe last time I told a story that happened with me, right? Okay, so today this is a story. This is a story which I read. I'm going to read it out from a book. But it's definitely a story which each and every one of us are going to relate to. Yes, and firstly, you'll just end up calling up your friend and let's see how it's going to go. Yes? Okay, so let's go ahead. The story is going to be titled as Thanks You All. Yes, that's right. We're going to be thanking all the wonderful friends that we have with us. So here we go into the story. Thanks You All. I have distant friends, neighborhood friends, basketball friends, and friends online. However, I have one group of friends that has really been special to me. In the fifth grade, my twin sister Monica and I transferred to a new school. Without any hesitation, I went. I didn't argue. Since my mom taught there, I would no longer have to ride the bus with a bunch of rowdy boys and worry about stuff like getting kicked in the head. No kidding, they actually accidentally kicked me in my head one day. At my old school, I hadn't made any real friends. I was treated like a complete nerd because of the way I looked. I had glasses, baggy clothes, pimples, and blemishes. I rarely smiled and hardly ever laughed, wore a belt and was overweight. I was also dealing with the reality of my parents getting a divorce. So, on the first day at my new school, I just hoped that I would make friends. For a few weeks, I was always alone. Monica ended up having a different lunch period than I did, so I would just read during recess and lunch. Then one day, a girl in my class named Corey came up to me at lunch and asked if she could sit by me. We began to talk, and since we both are twins, it gave us a lot to talk about. Soon, Corey introduced me to friends of hers, Adrienne, Hannah, and Tony, and I introduced them to Monica. Then Corey's twin, Cole, and his friends Matt and Ross started hanging around with us. We became one big inseparable group. At recess, we played basketball and other games. We did everything together. Ever since we have been together, my friends have always been there for me. Even the boys, they like me for me. Having them in my life changed the way I felt about myself. Their friendship gave me a sky-high feeling. We barely ever argued. We were really, really tight. They seemed to understand how hard it was to change schools and had stuck with me through the tough times, like dealing with my parents' divorce. One time when Monica and I couldn't go outside with our friends after school, Tony supplied us with a pair of walkie-talkies to keep us all in touch. I began being more outgoing, like getting involved in student council and entering writing contests, some that I even won. Then came the sixth grade, our last year of elementary school and the last year for all of us to be going to the same school together. Adrienne, Hannah, Tony, Matt and Ross were going to Discord. Monica and I would at least be seeing Corey and Cole, since the four of us were all going to Hall Junior School. I would be seeing my old classmates from the other elementary school, including some I had run into recently. Boys who had teased me in my old school stood staring at me, not knowing who I was. The girls who previously had treated me like vapor now paid attention to me and called me by name. I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know why. I thought that I was the same old me. But then, when I looked in the mirror, I realized that I was a lot, lot different than I had been before. I wasn't short and stubby anymore. I had grown tall and slender, and my complexion had cleared up. The glasses were gone and my belts were pushed to the back of my closet. I then realized that my friends had done more than just make me feel good. They had made me feel confident because they had supported me, and slowly my appearance had changed. With their help, I had pushed my weight off. Tony helped me with that by encouraging me not to eat some of the more fattening foods and telling me that I could do whatever I set my mind to. I had been trying to lose weight since I was 9 when the doctor had said to my mom, "Michelle has a weight problem." I learned to properly wash my face with the help of my friend Hannah and her magical beauty drips. "Just wash your face every night. It doesn't take too long," she instructed. With the help of Corey, my belt was gone. "Believe me, it's a lot less painful on your stomach. I used to tuck all my clothes in, even sweaters," she exclaimed. Adrian suggested that I wear my glasses only when I really need them.
"If you can see how many fingers I'm holding up, you're okay," she said. "Just wear them when you need to see the homework assignment on the board."
My sister Monica loves clothes and helped me pay attention to how I dress. She would give me feedback about what looked good and what didn't. It really helped to hear her say, "Wow, Michelle, that looks fantastic on you. Man, why couldn't I have gotten that?" With the help of Cole, I learned a little bit more about athletics.
No, the receiver receives the ball. No, the quarterback doesn't flip the car quarter. That's the referee,"
he explained. With the help of Matt, I learned to smile. "It won't hurt you," he encouraged. With help from Ross, I learned a laugh a day keeps a frown away.
"B in maths? Awesome! That's not failing, it's just not perfect," expressed my friends.
As I gazed in the mirror, I turned to the left and then to the right. I smiled at my reflection, because I now realize that these people, my true friends, never saw me as a nerd. They saw the beauty in me. They brought my personality out. The best friends that anyone in the world could ever have will be missed when we go to junior school. But I will cherish the memories that we have created, and whatever happens, I'll always remember that my friends helped me become who I am. In conclusion, I have to say, thanks Corey, Cole, Hannah, Matt, Adrian, Ross, Tonika, and Monica. You all are the best. A story by Michelle Strauss. So listeners, that's the end of our story. And definitely we all have a lot of friends in our life, but it's not always possible to stay connected with each of them, so the only way we always carry those treasured moments with us in our heart, and that's the way we go ahead with life. Yes, so just like Tim McGraw states, we all take different paths in life, but no matter where we go, we take a little of each other everywhere. Yes, so that's how life is. So if at any point in time you feel, "Oh, I haven't spoken to my friend in a long time, what happened, why did things go wrong between us?" It's okay, that's how life is. You have different goals, you have different ambitions, you would separate. That point would come where you have to separate from your, your school friend. You have to move ahead. You would meet new people, develop new friendships in your high school, then in your office life, at various stages. And definitely each of them would be special. In fact, some friends would just be very short-lived. You would in fact wonder why did I even meet such a person. It would be a very short encounter, possibly of just knowing the person for 2 years, 3 years, but that person would have a really special impact on your life, would have changed you as a person at times. So that's how it is. You cannot be brooding or haven't spoken to him or spoken to her for a very long time. I think it's more with regard to the memories that you cherish, and that is what is going to make the friendship live. Yes, so it's okay, occasionally catch up on your friend. It's definitely not impossible in this generation because of the various means, various social media, various means of connections that we have. But I don't know how far can you connect to each and every best friend or each and every friend in your circle. Yeah, so cherish those moments in your life and just be grateful that these people were there with you at that moment when you needed someone to speak to. Yes, these are all those wonderful friends in your life, and you just have to hold on to them tight no matter what. Reach out to them occasionally, let them know that you have thought about them, that you remember them. That's the maximum, that's the least that we can do. Yes, okay. So since I'm saying this, I don't know how many of my friends are listening to this podcast, but in case you do, I'm sure you know I'm talking about you. I don't need to specify the names. I'm definitely sure you know who you are. Yes, and thank you so much for being there with me. Thank you for supporting me, for accepting me the way I am. You are really very special. I don't know if I've told this ever earlier, but yes, you are very special. Thank you. And no matter what, I really hope we stay connected forever and let this bond always stay. We really talk, like we may talk once in a year, but I hope the bond never changes and things just remain the same. Yes, so thank you, and you definitely are one of the best. Okay, so that's all, listeners. I'll see you soon next week. I hope you like this story. So reach out to your friend, tell them that you really miss them, that you remember them, like on hearing the story you thought of such so and so memories in school and college or whatever. Just reach out to your friends, and I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Stay strong, stay positive, and that's all. Yes, I'll see you soon next week. Don't forget to reach out to me at my Twitter handle @RoshniSK. You can also drop in an email at sishu_katha@outlook.com. I'll be waiting to hear from you. I'll see you soon next week. Bye bye. Take care.